Changes are coming to the federal government's no-fly list, but it's not clear yet what those changes will be. It all stems from a ruling this summer by a federal judge in Portland. One of the plaintiffs was turned away from a flight after an airline agent said he was on the no-fly list. The man sued after he couldn't even get the government to confirm whether he was on the list, much less why. The Portland judge called that unconstitutional. Correspondent Chris Lehman says the government is promising changes as a result of the ruling.
The Obama administration is offering very few details about what changes they'll make in response to the court order. But they did say in a court filing earlier this month that they'll try to be more transparent for people who are denied boarding who think the reason is because they're on the no-fly list.
The list was established as a counterterrorism response after the 9/11 attacks. Intelligence officials have told the Associated Press that the list includes about 48,000 names.